Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 18 to 24. Once, when Jesus was praying in private and his disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowd say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago has come back to life." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "God's Messiah." Jesus strictly warned them not to tell this to anyone, and he said, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life." Then he said to them all, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it." This is the word of the Lord.
So tonight we'll be reflecting on Luke chapter 9, and we'll be focused on verse 23. So I want you to look around you here. What a great group we have here tonight. As you see, these people around you in their faith walk. We are all physically different on the outside. But also, our minds, the way we do things, the way you communicate, our smiles and expressions and more. Those are all unique ways where we were created by God. However, we much differ in all of these aspects. As followers of Jesus, we are all alike in one thing. Every one of us carries a cross. Though we may not be aware of what our cross is. Verse 23, there in Luke 9, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their crosses daily and follow me. The main task for a Christian is to follow Jesus. Unfortunately, some are like fans. They appreciate what Jesus has done for them. Yes, go, Jesus, go. But when on their faith journey, when things don't go as they planned, when they lose control, they will only turn to Christ when they cannot handle their situation anymore. So when they cannot solve their problems, their life problems on their own. So blessed are those who follow the Lord Jesus Christ fully and put their foot down in the very footprints of their Lord. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, your main task is to follow Jesus. And for sure, we'll have challenges along the path. And all those challenges are meant to be our cross. They are a burden too heavy for your flesh and blood to carry. Only God's grace can empower you to take it up. And when you do that, you are fulfilling Christ's command to take up your cross and follow me. But you may have this question like, what is my cross? What cross do I need to carry? For some, the cross is that of reproach and rebuke for the love of Christ. Because they are going against the principles of this world. Perhaps that come from their family or relatives who despise Christianity. Unfortunately, that happens more than we think or want. So that if you profess to be Christ's follower, they would be laughed at and ridiculed. Do you know someone in this condition? Their actions would be twisted to bad ends, and things despised by them would be imputed to them just because of their faith. That's a heavy cross. It is a heavy cross for a young person from an ungodly family to declare themselves as Jesus' followers. Not it is easy for a person in a toxic workplace or a young kid in a school environment, you know, like little kids, they know how to be, how to hurt others, right? Or an university student to bear those constant mocking jokes because of their faith and love for Jesus Christ. And the same thing, the same kind of thing happens in other areas as well, though it's not generally done openly. Maybe it is the cold shoulder, the insinuations or the avoidance of others from the company of those who confess their faith in Jesus Christ. They will be just put aside. Now, whoever you may be, if anybody will sneer at you, think less of you, or say hard things about you because you are a follower of Christ, that's your cross to carry. Don't give up. Christ asks you, take up your cross and follow me. Sometimes our crosses come in another shape, as you may need to make the hard decision about the job that goes against the principles of Christianity. In our days, it's very common for us to see liquor stores, vaping, and even a weed store, which we couldn't think about it about, what, 10 years ago, right? And those things are taking care of our society, you know, are taking their places in our society. But those who still need the provision that come from their job, right? They have a hard decision to make, and it's hard for them to carry that cross. Or perhaps you are asked by someone to lie so things will not look as bad for their business, because at the end of the day, they still do some goodwill to help the needy. And lying is justifiable, right? Your cross can be a painful illness, and I know many in that situation, or even some physical limitations. By no means, these are easy circumstances, but God can still use them as opportunities for you to prove your love for Jesus and faithfully follow Him. Another time, the cross may be the giving up of some pleasure or habit which has been so satisfying to you. You know, the old nature still have a hold on you, and it's really difficult for you to just to shake it off. But please, do not mistake your cross with your sin. Sometimes Christians want to carry some vices or addictions as their crosses to bear. Those you need to be cleansed from. Okay? My goal here is not to make a list of crosses a Christ can bear so you can feel guilty about it or find yourself an easier one that fits your lifestyle. Only you know your cross, and for some reason our Heavenly Father has appointed it to you. You don't get to pick one, but you still must take it up and follow Jesus as our Lord commands us to. My second question for you is, what do I do with my cross? We should never try to make our own crosses. Do you know someone who would do that? They have nearly everything that the heart could wish for, yet they are dissatisfied. They are restless and discontented in temperament, and can always see something that bothers them, even when no one else can see it. It looks like they have a little cross manufacturer at the back of their houses. Lord, what cross do you want me to carry for you today. I'm willing to sacrifice, Lord. Please, let's not make our lives one continual moan or groan. Moreover, do not wish to choose another person's cross. Oh, I want that person's cross. It seems so lighter than mine. Did Jesus say, desire your friend's cross or pick up your neighbor's cross? No. He said, take up your cross, meaning that one that I have given you, and follow me. So, do you think that your cross is too heavy for you to carry? The Bible encourages us in Isaiah 40:31, a well-known verse, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. What then does it mean to pick up your cross if not this? If following Christ will involve you in any scorn or shame, do not worry about them. If it will cause you any terrible loss or unbearable pain, remember what the Apostle Paul says, I count everything but loss for the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have suffered the loss of all things, and I count them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him. Therefore, bear courageously whatever you must endure, and be faithful to continue to carry your cross, and follow Jesus to the end of your days. Taking up your cross means you are conforming to the afflictions that come to you from God. And this is easier said than done, as you probably have found that out, or you will discover it soon. Our God has given us a cross to bear, as hard as it may be. Sometimes that's our call. And it's a blessing for us to accept the cross that our God has given us. I trust that, either in a bold willingness to suffer for Christ and His truth, or in a patient willingness to accept God's divine will, you will take up your cross and follow Jesus Christ. Moreover, Christ does not say, murmur at your cross or run away from your cross. Yet, some of us try to do that. So, if you expect to go to a place where you have no trials to bear and no more crosses to carry, guess what? That place exists. Really? Yeah. But to get there, here's the tricky part. To get there, you need to take up your cross today and carry it and continue to follow Jesus in this world here. So when you get to that place called heaven, right, you won't need to carry your cross anymore. Right? So in that place, there will be what? No more pain, no more suffering. No more old things. All things will be made new, and we'll be able to praise and sing and bring glory to your God for the rest of our lives, or for eternity, right? For eternity. So, what should encourage us to take up our crosses and follow Jesus? First, to follow Jesus means to imitate Jesus. It is about doing the things that Christ would do, having the values that he would have. It's about making the daily choices to deny ourselves, our motivations, our ways, and live in a way that honors him, impacts the world around us, and brings us into a deeper relationship with God the Father. Again, as I said earlier here, to follow Jesus fully is to put our foot down in the very footprints of our Lord. And our main task as Christians is to follow Jesus, is to imitate Jesus Christ. To follow Jesus is to read and learn about him and from him, mainly from the Bible. But there are also some good resources to help us to understand more about him. We pray more. We get more involved to serve him in his church and in our community. And we seek to be as holy as he is holy. And God's Holy Spirit will do the work in our lives. In this world, we will not be holy as Christ is. But that doesn't mean that we need to seek that. That we don't need to seek that. Right? We do. When you think about your cross, don't envy other people's crosses. Chances are that they are carrying a heavier cross than the one you have. It may not seem too heavy for them due to their obedience to God. The task is still not easy, but God's grace makes it more bearable for them. And you can also experience that. When you think how heavy your cross has been, think about the cross our Lord carried without deserving it. Think about the severe trials Jesus faced. What are all our grief together compared to what Christ had carried for us? I don't think we can compare that. By carrying your cross, Jesus will be honored. Take this as an encouragement. He often leaves his people supported only by his grace. Why? To let the world see not what we can do or on our own efforts, but what he can do through our lives. It's him acting and doing things on us for him. Not we in our own efforts. The Bible tells us about Job, a well-known character, a man who loved and feared God, but he suffered like no other man. Satan came to God about him and said, "Just give me the opportunity to take away his wealth and hurt his family, hurt his children, and he will certainly curse you and die." But after Satan had done all this, Job still said, "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." Then the devil was authorized by God to cover poor Job with painful boils all over his body. Anyone who has experienced a boil of this kind knows how painful it is. Now, imagine Job having to scrape himself with a piece of pottery and having someone urging him to curse his God and die. And some so-called friends surrounding him and compounding his misery. That was a terrible trial. However, Job survived. And I don't believe the devil ever got involved with him again. He was probably never so defeated by anyone until he met Job's Lord in the wilderness, where Jesus Christ, being tempted by him, effectively defeated him and showed him his place. The time will come when you may feel okay with your cross, because God will give you his sufficient grace to face it and carry it. Today we are still invited to follow Jesus and participate in his kingdom work by proclaiming his name, and he is the only one who brings abundant life and hope and healing to this fallen world. Jesus is inviting us to live out the values of his kingdom, both in our personal lives and also in a community with those around us, here in our church, but also out there in the world where people need to hear about his love and grace. To follow Jesus is about forming a community of believers who support and encourage each other. That's called church, where we learn from one another and help each other to grow together in our faith. So that's why we do Bible studies together. That's why we pray together, right? To encourage each other and help each other to grow. When we follow Jesus, we are equipped and empowered by God's Holy Spirit to carry our crosses and to do his mission in this world. If you must lose anything in any way in order to be his follower, that's your cross. And he says to you, personally, to encourage you, take up your cross and follow me. Jesus carried that heavy and painful cross to restore our broken relationship with God the Father. And if you have not experienced Christ in your life, you may not have a cross, but you still have your burdens and struggles. You still have your sufferings to go through. Christ wants to help and comfort you. So get your cross from him who is gentle and peaceful. He will help you. And Jesus is the only one who can get you to heaven for an eternal life. For an eternal life, peaceful and joyful life with God. Hear this. God never gives us extra grace to spare. Have you thought about that? Today, he is giving us enough grace to grow through this day. And tomorrow, his mercies will be renewed. And if our burdens become heavier, and if our crosses become heavier, he will make our shoulder stronger. So we'll still be able to carry that cross. We all have a cross to carry in this world, but what a day is coming for us. And I would say, in a very short time, one will be rewarded. On that day, when we will be invited to exchange our crosses for a crown. Amen? What a glorious and joyful day that will be. And again, I want to encourage you, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, God is inviting you for a personal relationship with Him tonight. Don't leave it for tomorrow. And you can start to experience it tonight. So please reach out to some of the people that you see singing here, Dee or myself or Pastor DK. We'd love to pray with you. We'd love to guide you in that process and welcome you. All right, so let's pray one more time. Father God, thank you for your word, and thank you, Lord, for the encouragement, Father, that you give us to pick up our crosses, Lord, and follow Jesus Christ daily. Father God, we love you and we want to be used by you, Father. So continue, Lord. Please continue to help us with your grace and mercy, Father. Father God, that we will be able to remain faithful to you, Lord, as we go out to our places, as we go out in this world, that, Lord, we will be salt and light, Father, to proclaim your word, to bring the gospel for those people that around us, those who we love and they don't know you, Father God. We ask you for open doors, Father, that you give us the opportunity to share your love. In Christ's name we pray and thank you, Lord. Amen. Blessings.